Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so I've heard of breaking out of jail, but have you heard of breaking into it? Yeah, it's all the new rage, right? All the kids are doing it. Lake County, Florida. Yeah, so a dude broke into a Lake County jail. It all began last week when a homeless man tried to force his way into the detention center, and it ended with that man being shot with a stun gun. Michael Ray Few, that's his name. All right. Mr. and Mrs. Few's son. Could be seen on camera entering the jail's lobby and acting like he was hiding from someone. He yelled that somebody was trying to kill him. And then he moved a metal detector, squeezed through a small opening leading to the jail's x-ray machine to bypass the secure door. And then he entered another lobby that apparently their security measures aren't all that great there. Is he like Flat Stanley? The hell? Before he entered another lobby that has restricted access, and then he's accused of damaging some computers along the way. I mean, how long did it take you to intervene? When law enforcement confronted him, he charged at them. He continued to resist. They had to get him with a stun gun. They found a meth pipe. He was taken to a hospital for evaluation. Now he faces a lot of charges, and he's in jail on bond at $27,000. So, yeah, you don't break into the, you know. I love this headline. This is absolutely my favorite. Headline is this. Man reminds pair they're in Florida after pulling gun at a Key West Taco Bell. It also sounds like a Guns N' Roses song. You know where you're at? You're in Florida, baby. Key West police arrested a man on two felony charges over the weekend after they accused him of pulling a gun on two people in a Taco Bell parking lot, threatening to kill them after they expressed their distaste over the brightness of his truck's headlights. Jonathan Mashburn reminded them what state they were in after pulling out his gun Saturday night. Now, see, so is it because we have all these stories, or because I don't know. I don't know. But they said that they got into a fight over high beams on their cars, and that's what ended up happening with all of this at a Taco Bell parking lot. I mean, chef's kiss. You have heard me talk a lot about how much I love my Kel-Tec P50. It's just so versatile and has become a global choice of protective details and sport shooters like me. Well, have y'all seen the new R50? Like the P50, the R50 carbine is light, well-balanced, and easily manipulated. This side-folding tack driver gives you maximum speed, accuracy, and power downrange. It is great fun out on the range. It looks like a SpaceX blaster, and the 5.7 cartridge comes in several variants, from sporting to hunting to serious personal defense. Now, the R50 comes with two 50-round double-stack mags that lay horizontally along the top, and just like the P50, the R50 offers over 7 inches of rail space up top for a wide range of optic options and even more space on the bottom for accessories. To learn more about the new R50 carbine, visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Kel-Tec, 30 years of innovation to help secure your world. Visit KeltecWeapons.com today. KeltecWeapons.com. So I see stuff. So you guys heard this. She's a walking herpy. Her name is Mia Khalifa. Have you heard of? You haven't heard of this chick because you're probably pure and you don't have venereal disease. I only know it because I saw her name trend and I was like, what's this about? I actually had no idea what this was. I have no idea who this chick was until like yesterday. What are you typing over there, Kane? Just stop. What are you typing? You're typing. You're laughing your head off. You're chuckling your head off over there and typing something.
Because you said something funny, but I'm also working.
She's a sentient vaginal wart, and she decides she... What? It's true. Oh, I'm not Big Bird. Don't expect me to be babysitting y'all's kids, okay? Aunt Dana, don't play. So, I said what I said, and I mean it. She was cheerleading genocide. She was... She tweeted out to all the Hamas paragliding terrorists as it was happening live. She tweeted out that they needed to turn their phones from vertical to horizontal to better capture what they were doing. She tweeted that out. And then Playboy fired the sentient vaginal wart that is Mia Khalifa. And now I got some capital L libertarians going, oh, this is cancel culture. You know, she was fired for her controversial views. It's a cancel culture. Shut up. No, she literally was telling terrorists to turn their camera. She was cheerleading genocide. Now, guess what? You can still love you some free speech and also say, wow, that was probably bad that she did that. Also, her employer didn't. There was no online thing to get Playboy to fire her. They just didn't want to be associated with that tweeting venereal disease that is Mia Khalifa. They just did not want to be associated with a genocidal porn skank. And so they fired her because of that. Now, let's just lay this out further. When you have Playboy that doesn't want to be associated with you, you nasty. I mean, that's like a whole other level, right? That's like, I'm trying to think. I don't even know if I have a comparison. When Playboy decides you're too nasty to be associated with, that's a whole other level of nastiness, right? That's like gas station bathroom floor nastiness. Ugh. And that's what they said. They said that she has freedom of speech. And as Kane said, just say what you said and slap.
You have freedom of speech, but you don't have freedom from consequences.
There you go.
That's the way it goes.
Capital L libertarians need to understand when they're going, free speech, free speech. You have to understand that this isn't an issue of free speech. Free speech does not mean that you are free of consequence. That doesn't mean that. It doesn't. You can put that up, Juan, if you want. You can go ahead and cut that and put that up. Go ahead and let that fly. Yeah, I said it. What? What's good? So, it's true. There isn't, you're not free from consequence. And that was the consequence, right? I mean, you can be a skank, you just can't be a genocidal skank. That's where the line's drawn, right? Like, I mean, it's Playboy, for crying out loud, right? As if the porn wasn't bad enough. You can't be a genocidal porn skank. You just can't. She's one of those chicks. Can I just say, and I'm going to say it because you're thinking it. You know how you see some people that just look dirty all the time? Yeah. They're like, she just looks, and it doesn't matter, you know, like how tall they are, thin they are. It doesn't matter anything. Some dudes are like this too. And I think it's because you know what she does professionally. So no, you when Playboy doesn't want to have anything to do with you, you nasty. Just saying. All right, a couple of other things to touch on. I had to talk about that because it's been, people were arguing about it. I'm like, oh no, I'm not seeing actual people argue over this. Like you, are they suggesting that you can't, that you have to keep somebody employed? I mean, good grief. They're like, they're, well, I love how some capital libertarians don't understand business rights. You know what I mean? It's like you can work at McDonald's, but if you go out there and you're like, Blake Ronald McDonald, blah, blah, and you're like making a big thing about it, guess what? McDonald's is going to fire you. You know, you just can't be doing stuff like that. It's just the way it is, you know? I mean, you know, you got responsibilities. Even at Playboy, you got responsibilities. Imagine that. Like, you're supposed to, you know, there's a level you got to meet, a standard you got to meet. I just think it's hysterical that they're arguing over this. I think it's, hey, do you double dog dare me to farm for engagement and tweet some about this?
Yes.
Okay, I will.
Triple dog dare.
Yeah. She just needs some antibiotics all over her. Does it seem like every time you turn around or open up your wallet, you're shocked at the changes that have directly impacted your life in just 2.5 years? There's something that you can do to protect the value of your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts. Contact the folks at American Hartford Gold and talk to them about your options in diversifying your assets. Empower yourself with opportunity. Hold on to the fruits of your hard work and protect your future. So do what I did and call the only precious metal dealers I trust, American Hartford Gold. Diversify your portfolio with physical gold and silver delivered right to your door offshore or inside of your IRA or 401k. American Hartford Gold is the highest rated firm in the country with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Call today and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first qualifying order. Call American Hartford Gold today at 866-887-1188. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
The Washington Post is reducing its workforce by 240 positions, they announced yesterday. Kane, I can feel your sadness from here. Just feel it. You feel the sadness? You feel it? So sad. Much cry. Yeah. U.S. Coast Guard. This is nuts. U.S. Coast Guard has recovered. This is so bad. The remaining debris of the Titan sub, including human remains, 1,600 feet away from the Titanic wreck. That's crazy. They said that the recovery and transfer of the remaining parts was completed last Wednesday. They released a photo showing the intact titanium end cap of the vessel, and they found human remains of the five passengers amongst the debris. Oh, that is so bad. That is so bad. They said that the additional presumed human remains were carefully recovered from within that by that end cap. They said they've been transported for analysis by medics, according to the Coast Guard. Oh my gosh, this is National debt, everybody, has increased by another $500 billion. We just 20 days. I'm so young. We got that also. This, a couple of other things here, because this is old. NHL has ordered a ban on all theme night gear. So anything including like pride symbols, all of this. The move comes after a season when you had a handful of players that were objecting to participating in pride night events that were staged by their clubs. And so they've issued a sweeping ban against on-ice theme night gear. So clubs cannot wear like the rainbow. They can't use the multicolored tapes on their sticks for Pride Night. They're like, no, we're just not going to do this. This happened. Remember, they were Philadelphia Flyers defensemen, Ivan Provorov. You had James Reimer, the Sharks goaltender. They did not want to do the Pride Night stuff. And they got like a lot of, it was so stupid. People were mad that they couldn't like bully them into like what, putting tape on the sticks or something. Gosh, there's so much Freudianism there. But they said that, that Outsports, which is a stupid website, called the NHL's new director the stifling anti-policy. Look, it's a job. You absolute bottom feeding butt kissers. It is a job. Okay. It is a job. If you don't like what your boss is telling you, then go get bent six ways to Sunday. No one cares. Sit here and bitch and moan that you can't. I'm so sad I can't put a sticker on my stuff that demonstrates to everybody how I have to sex. If you are so hung up on constantly advertising how you have sex, you're a freak. You're an absolute freak. That's normal people don't do that. Normal people aren't like, I must let everyone know how I have to sex. I've got to make it a t-shirt. I've got to make it a sticker. No one cares. You are so self-absorbed. The brattiness is off the charts. I can't stand this stuff. It's going to be a day. I'm having a day, Kane. Having a day. So we've got that. And we may, I don't know if we're going to have a new speaker today. Nancy, can we talk about how Nancy Mace, we know this chick has not read the Scarlet Letter. If you're defending her, you're a rhino. She's super moderate, right? Like, she was the one who, like, was very soft on men participating in women's sports and all this other stuff. She walked into the Capitol with in a super tight shirt with a letter, red letter A on it, because she said it was her Scarlet Letter for speaking her voice. Wait, that stood for adultery. Have you read it? Stay with us. Is that mean enough? Because I can be meaner. I'm just, you know, showing restraint. It's only like 1/8,000th of the restraint that Israel shown Hamas all these years. Let's see here. What else? I want to make sure that we're hitting some other stuff because coming up, here's what we got to talk about this whole thing. Can we please play? Do I want to wait and play this later, or do I want to play this now? No, we're doing it now. Can we play this audio soundbite 19? Nancy Mace showed up in a little t-shirt with a jacket yesterday with a red letter A on it. Listen to this.
I'm wearing the scarlet letter after the week that I just had last week, being a woman up here and being demonized for my vote and for my voice. I'm here to let the rest of the world know and the country know I'm on the side of the people. I'm not on the side of the establishment.
Okay, can we stop for a minute? Because I don't need this. I don't need Nancy Mace acting like this. What is with this leftist BS? Okay, I'm going to make fun of you for it. I don't care if you're a Republican or not. The moment you get up here and you start doing this woke, I'm up here because you were disagreed with. People disagreed with you. No one said anything about you being a woman. That's what you're doing. You're making a big deal about having a vagina. No one gives a rat's ass. That has nothing to do with why people like got mad at you or criticized you or whatever. Can we have some of the people on the right stop doing this? Like, I get, we got some thirsty people on the right who are desperate to like to bump up their name in terms of recognition and in the press. But this is some leftist stuff. This is going out there and be like, well, I was, you know, I'm up here as a woman. Also, has she even read the book? Like, what does she think the A stands for? A woman? Like, what does she think it stands for?
Attention.
Attention? Kate, what's that letter stand for?
Adultery, if I remember correctly.
That's right.
Adultery.
What is this? Oh, girl, what is you doing? What is this? I saw this, and then when I saw this video yesterday, I about died. Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. I don't know what's better. Her going up in front of the church folks talking about how she didn't bang her boyfriend before coming to the prayer breakfast, or wearing the shirt that she thinks A stands for attention. I don't know what's better. I'm wearing this shirt that says A for a woman.
A victim.
A victim, a woman. Oh, man. Let's not. Oh. Oh. You know what? We got Congresswoman Beth Van Dyne coming up. I'm going to ask her what shirt she wore with a letter on it. Did she wear a shirt with a letter on it? I was just wondering.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.